0408.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across the country and beyond. We always go inside the Beltway with Talk Radio News, and we're always thrilled to do that with Victoria Jones. Big doings. The Tea Party says, Tea Party deciding they might complicate the new stopgap bill. Victoria, what's the scoop there?
Very interesting. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, of the Republican Study Committee, of which he's the chair, announced today that he will not vote for the continuing resolution. He says that not only did the cuts not go deep enough, but it does fund Planned Parenthood and also the health care bill. So he will not vote for it. And he is very influential because the Republican Study Committee consists basically of between half to maybe two-thirds of the Republican caucus. So that's highly significant. And it really puts a lot of pressure on the Republican leadership to try and get this thing through now.
Boy, no kidding. Speaker of the House, John Boehner's feeling that heat. Even Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, saying, look, this guy needs to leave the Tea Party behind. What does Boehner do when Tea Party-type issues come up, especially one like this? Like, hey, here's where our votes went. We want this thing. We want to throw a monkey wrench into this. That's got to be kind of complicated for him.
It's very complicated for him because, I mean, he is somebody who is used to cutting deals. He's cut deals in the past. He's got no problem cutting deals. At this point, really, he sort of has to capitulate to a great extent because they've got the votes and they've got the perception is at least that they've got the power. I mean, where are the moderates in the House of Representatives on the Republican side?
Yeah, good question. Are there any moderates there? Excellent question. Let's jump to Japan, and we're seeing the crisis, the reactor crisis, as we'll call it. One goes, another goes. It's all about cooling and, you know, the fears there of radiation and whatnot. And with that, I read something today. You would know better than I would because I'm sure you were there listening to that, but that the president was saying they're not going to back off of nuclear energy. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I was at the White House press briefing today with Jay Carney, and the Deputy Secretary of Energy was there. He said that nuclear energy would still be a part of the Obama administration's energy policy as they move towards clean energy. And he was very clear about that. And he did not think that there would be any need for a pause in not in nuclear construction, because that wasn't the question, but
right.
A pause in nuclear, let's put it that way.
Yeah, no kidding. And what about Japan in general? Obviously, we heard when it first happened what the president had to say, that they're a great ally of ours and we're thinking of them and we've got ships already there, that kind of thing. But what else is he saying as far as Japan's concerned?
Well, I mean, obviously, they've offered a tremendous amount of help. They've offered equipment, they've offered men, and some of that has been taken up. I think some of it is in the process of being taken up. So, I mean, I hesitate to say what has and what hasn't, because I think it changes literally by the minute.
Sure.
We were also at this briefing, the chair of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission today was also there and was assuring everybody that the U.S. nuclear plants operate cleanly and safely. And he kept saying that again and again and again, and assuring everybody that it's an independent commission. So they very much wanted to get that message out. And yet when he was asked a direct question as to whether a U.S. nuclear plant could withstand an earthquake of the magnitude that hit Japan, he didn't answer that question directly.
Yeah, there you go. One last one. We were talking about a blockade in the beginning with the Tea Party and the budget, but the Senate Republicans also are vowing to block any nominee for Commerce Secretary or any other trade-related nominations, I guess, until the president sends trade packs with two places, Colombia and Panama, to Congress for approval. What's the deal on that, Victoria?
Well, basically, they're just putting his feet to the fire. They feel that this should have been done some considerable time ago, and in the Senate they can hold things up like this, and they have consistently been holding things up and holding his feet to the fire on different issues, and this is the latest in a long stream.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I guess when you're covering the White House, you're kind of like an actor, Victoria. You just need a trailer. You just have to do the hurry up and wait thing. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, coming up here on America Tonight, your chance to ask the doc, the famous doc. You might have heard of him. I hope you've heard of him. He is a renowned health expert, and he is attached to what I think is one of the more interesting shows that I've heard about health. Dead doctors don't lie. And that's true. Why do we have so many charts? Why are we written so many prescriptions? I just had a conversation with somebody who wants me to ask Doc Wallach this, by the way, when he comes on. It's our webmaster, Rob Kay, who was in an accident 3 years ago. You know, one of those, a little bit more than a fender bender, but got a whiplash deal. And so he's been dealing with whiplash, and that led to some other things. He's got some arthritis, and he gets these horrible headaches, and nobody can seem to cure it. He's done acupuncture, all kinds of things. And he's taken shots in the neck for the pain, just something to make the pain go away. So I'll be curious to see what Doc Wallach says, because he's getting all kinds of different diagnoses from different doctors. And I think this is a problem with a lot of people in America. And part of it is also nutritionally what we do to ourselves. We don't do what we're supposed to do. It is about feeding the beast, I think. You know, when we had pharmacist Ben on, boy, did we learn a lot there, didn't we, with the supplements and talking about really what you should be taking and how you can have a better cardiovascular health and you can have a better healthy immune system. Anyway, I'm right there with you. Knock on wood, I'm healthy. But too much salt intake, having trouble trying to get in shape. So I'm right there with a lot of you, and I'm trying to change things, and we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Wallach, and you can call him, too, at some point, because we've got him on for a little over a half an hour. So remember, you all know the number. I'll say it once again, 800-259-5791, right from the get-go, 800-259-5791. All right, quickly here, coming up at the tail end of the hour, we're going to hit you hard with all the headers. In other words, what's the water cooler buzz around the country? A lot of it's still centering on Japan. Here is what the word was out of the Japanese embassy over all the help that is pouring in. Check it out.
There's emergency assistance from overseas. So far, 91 countries and regions, as well as 6 international organizations, have expressed their intentions to extend assistance.
All right, so 91 countries. You know what the aid is at? The aid is climbing, millions upon millions. And this is, you got to think about this. You look at Haiti and how much money poured in for Haiti. They say donations so far, 23 million. That's just a tally by the American Red Cross and the Chronicle of Philanthropy. They cover nonprofit organizations, so trying to put a number on now what's happened since that earthquake last week in Japan that led to the tsunami's devastation. Boy, unbelievable devastation. Coming up on the flip side, Dr. Joel Wallach to chat with us here on America Tonight. Hang through.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
Well, speaking of a kick in the head, that's kind of where we are in America as far as our health is concerned. So very excited to welcome to America tonight Dr. Joel Wallach. You've heard me talk about him, I think, in the last week or so in some of the spots. And let me tell you, you have to, if you do nothing else besides listening to him tonight on this show, you have to listen to his deadly recipe lecture. Oh, boy, is it? It's more than solid and beyond. You will learn a lot if you check that out. And it's things that you say, aha, I get it now. I shouldn't have all these charts and all these problems. If only, we have to stop saying if only. And by the way, before we go to the doctors who's in our virtual green room, keep this number handy because this is your chance to talk to Doc Wallach. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can shoot me an email through americatonight.net. I know we have a lot of chatters. You can also hit me up that way, too, and I'll ask the doc your question. You might recognize Doc Wallach's name from Dead Doctors Don't Lie, his radio program, and, again, good stuff. Very excited to chat with him for the first time here on ATN. Hey, Doc Wallach, I know you're a busy guy, never in one city, I think, for even a night, maybe, so we appreciate the time.
Hey, appreciate your hospitality, Kate. Always appreciate somebody out there doing the wars like yourself.
Well, let's talk about, I love that line. It's so true. I mean, you're the expert. Dead doctors don't lie. You coined a brilliant phrase there. Explain dead doctors don't lie.
Well, Kate, according to their own surveys, the medical doctors, the primary care physicians, family doctors live to be 56. They die from cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. If they lived to be 150, I'd hang on every word they had to say, but dying at 56, dying of the things that people go to them to prevent and to fix once you get them, they're not the go-to people. Following their recipe, over the last 50 years, we've gone from 17th in longevity in the world to 50th, even though we spend more money for health care than all the other 218 nations in the world put together. They kill, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, they kill, injure, and infect 15 million of their customers at a workplace every year. They don't even get an OSHA ticket. And so they're not the best care system in the world. They're the most expensive and certainly the most dangerous.
Yeah, no kidding. 50th. Wow, from 17th to 50th. That's crazy. And longevity. And who are the people that live the longest, Doc? Is it Asian folks? Who would top the list?
Well, it depends. If you look at industrialized nations, the Japanese live the longest, although I think after all this terrible series of events, you know, the Triple Crown here, they've won it all with the 9.0 earthquake from the Richter scale. They've had a 32-foot tsunami, and now the radiation leaks from three nuclear generation plants for power. They've got the trifecta, right? They've really hit a bad situation here. And so I don't think they're going to be the longest-lived after a while. When you look at the world altogether, when you look at all 218 nations and not just the industrialized nations, that's a little peninsula on the western part of Costa Rica, the Nicoya Peninsula, are the longest-lived people. They have 100 over 250 of their population. We have 100 over 10,000. They have 40 times 100 ills we do. The interesting thing about the Nicoyans, Kate, is that they do not have doctors, private insurance, or government insurance. They don't have pharmacies or pharmaceuticals. And they're truly a third-world culture. But they do have things we don't have. They have a source of nutrients that we don't have, just sort of out of a stroke of luck. They don't have any of the bad things because they're a third-world culture and nobody can build a drive-through to get all the bad stuff because nobody can drive through there. And they take in 20 times the antioxidants we do, so they have a protection against cancer and heart disease and stroke. They do, like I say, they don't have utilities, so they don't have to worry about nuclear plants blowing up and that kind of stuff. They don't have propane or natural gas. They don't have electricity. Their primary fuel is wood, so they get the byproducts of burning wood, which we used to add to, and they still add to their food and their gardens as fertilizer.
So knowing that, you've just told us basically why, because they're not using pharmaceuticals. They don't have
a lot
of the things that we have that we use. How did this culture become so pill crazy?
Well, it comes down to the cha-ching factor. I heard somebody talk about it earlier, the cha-ching factor. You have to appreciate that there are no laws, Kate, that require doctors to cure us if there's a cure available. And there are cures available. We've known about them in some cases for 10,000 years in the Chinese culture, in some cases 300 years in Europe, and certainly over the last 100 years in the U.S. There are actually cures for diabetes, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's disease, arthritis, lupus, diabetes. So these things are all simple nutritional deficiency diseases that we've actually eliminated in the animal industry. But there are no laws requiring doctors to cure people when there is a cure available. Doctors make money when you're sick. They don't make money when you're well. And so they choose to treat you for 40 years rather than cure you in 3 weeks.
So the answer, what's the answer? What do people, how can we turn this around? I mean, I know it's your crusade, and we're jumping on board. So what would you like to tell people that are tonight hearing you for the first time?
Well, I want people to just sort of wake up and realize that there's not a single insurance program out there for health insurance that actually cures or prevents a disease. All insurance programs do is pay the doctor when we screw up. And so it's incumbent upon ourselves to learn some basic stuff. And the things that make me different is not because I'm smarter than anybody else. Certainly, there's medical doctors who are very, very bright people. The thing that makes me different, Kate, is that I have a degree in agriculture. In the agricultural industry, we don't have health insurance for livestock. And if we were to use a human health care type of system for livestock, your hamburger would be $500 a pound. A dozen eggs would be $100 just to pay for the health care. So we learned a long time ago that we could prevent and cure disease with nutrition, keep the cost down so everybody can afford to eat this stuff. And it seemed odd to me as a kid when I was 9 years old that we were spending a lot of time, money, and energy preventing diseases in animals with nutrition, and nobody was doing it for people. And so I've been interested in this for 63 years. And what we have to do is begin to think in terms of true prevention. In other words, in the animal industry, Kate, we say that there's no real value in the food, so we're going to put all known essential nutrients in the animal's little alfalfa pellets or dog food or whatever it might be, kibbles and bits, to the point where we're going to put every known nutrient in there, and anything they might get from the food is value added. In humans, doctors have given us a lot of misinformation. They say, oh, just eat well, you get everything you need, and don't worry about supplementation, you're just wasting your time and money. And as a result, we've dropped from 17th in 1990 in longevity to today in 2011, we're 50th. And it's obviously a false premise. You cannot get everything you need just by eating well. Billionaires who can afford to eat well, their average lifespan, according to Forbes magazine, is 78. Doctors who should know everything, according to themselves, live to be 56. So there's never been a Nobel Prize winner ever lived to be 100. And so why is this? Well, that's because they have listened to doctors and depended on food. And the animal industry, we've learned that you cannot depend on food, so you must supplement. We've come up with a program which we call the Mighty 90 that gives all the known essential nutrients in mega doses. In other words, we don't have B100s. Everybody says, 100 times the minimum daily requirement. We have B3000s. We have resveratrol. Two capsules of resveratrol give you the amount of resveratrol and 294 glasses of red wine. And so you can drive here and not get a DUI.
I love that. So, and just two capsules, right?
Exactly.
That's it?
And
what
so this
difference.
Is the sort of thing we look at, yeah, and we deal with about 4 million people a day through the Internet, and we deal with professional athletes, Olympic athletes, politicians of all levels. We deal with just about every kind of person you can think of, business people who are billionaires who come to us because they realize that even though their doctor has a good golf score, doesn't mean they're going to live longer or be healthier, so we have to show them just actually – whether you're a billionaire or somebody living under the bridge for $3 a day, we can actually add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. We can actually get rid of things that doctors say are genetic. And I can legally say support and promote maintenance and repair is the magic word for things like diabetes. Usually somebody who's on insulin, we can wean them off their insulin in 2 to 10 days. They're back to normal life.
Oh, we're gonna continue on that path, down that path, especially diabetes is so widespread, as you know, Doc. We're talking with Doc Wallach. You can also chime in if you want to through chat. You can send me a question or americatonight.net or 800-259-5791. We all want to live longer, right? Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
2012 is fast approaching. A shift is coming. Time is folding upon itself, and the world around us is accelerating. Join wisdom teacher Sriram Ka and angelic oracle Kira Ra for 2012 Higher Love on WebTalkRadio.net each week as they guide us through this journey to enlightenment and abundant living. Learn the power of living unconditionally, growing into God, consciousness, and living with self-ascension. Let go of the chaos. Tune in to 2012 Higher Love on WebTalkRadio.net.
Here's a smart way to feed your family better food at lower cost and have more fun doing it. Just go to WebTalkRadio.net and click on Hobie's Outdoor Adventures. Hobie discusses inexpensive hunting and fishing trips using fascinating and sometimes startling techniques to provide for your family. You'll even get recipes and cooking tips, as well as advice on hunting tools. So listen each week to a new episode of Hobie's Outdoor Adventures on WebTalkRadio.net for a fun and smart approach to outdoor radio.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin position strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hanging with Dr. Joel Wallach here on America Tonight. If you want to chime in, please feel free to do so at 800-259-5791, americatonight.net, or you can hit us up on chat. Doc, we got one here. I'm going to mix it in before we go back to the diabetes thing. And Gemstar says, I take Super B Complex, an antioxidant, and they do make a difference. What do you say to that?
Well, absolutely. One of the things that these top 20 longevity cultures do is they take in 20 times to 50 times the antioxidants Americans do. They reduce the risk of cancer by as much as 462% of heart disease by that much. And so we're talking about all the super juices that have come to America in the last 25 years, noni juice, goji juice, mangosteen, pomegranate, these types of things, acai berry. And each of these fruits or berries have come from these long-lived cultures, people who went to visit these peoples, brought them back, got into an entrepreneurial situation. Americans take in, on the average, about 1,250 ORAC points a day. That's an abbreviation or acronym for oxygen radical absorption capacity, which is a measurement of how many free radicals are neutralized by the antioxidant power in a food or a supplement. These long-lived cultures take in 20,000 to 50,000 ORAC points a day, 20 times what we do, and this is part of their secret. Now, it's only part of the secret, but they do need all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids, plus the antioxidants. They also avoid all the bad stuff, and certainly the B vitamins are part of the 90 essential nutrients. Again, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins. And, you know, there's about five B vitamins, and so of the 16 vitamins, there are five out of the 16, so they're a very important class of cofactors and nutrients for metabolism, energy, supporting the immune system.
All right, you said it all. That's a mouthful, Doc. We were talking about diabetes. You were talking about repair and maintenance and repair,
yeah,
and how important that was. And specifically, I wanted to hone in on diabetes because the people who have diabetes in this country, what's the number? It's some crazy number, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a crazy number. It's 90 million out of 308 million. Just about 30% of the American population has type 2 diabetes. And, Kate, this is a simple mineral deficiency. We've known this for 54 years. Everybody knows if you have scurvy, you take vitamin C, you can prevent and cure it. Everybody knows if you have goiter, you take iodine, you can prevent and cure it. Everybody knows if you have rickets, you take vitamin D3. And the secret is, if you have type 2 diabetes, you need 23 cofactors for all the stuff that goes on inside of your cells and the mitochondria to take place in the proper order and level of function. There's 23 cofactors necessary to do that. And then there's the secret sauce to activate the insulin receptor sites on the cell wall. Two secret sauces there, which we'll talk about in a minute. And the high blood sugar that everybody's so aware of, and things like A1C hemoglobins, which is sort of a recent thing. You can actually go to a pharmacy and buy one of these A1C hemoglobin test kits for yourself. You don't even have to have a prescription for them. You don't need to go to a doctor to get an A1C hemoglobin. But these things are not the disease. They're not type 2 diabetes. They are a side effect or a symptom, I guess is a better word. They're symptoms of diabetes. You can spend your life managing blood sugar levels and A1C levels, and you'll still die 25 years early. You go blind, they'll cut your legs off, because the real disease is at the insulin receptor site in the cell walls of every one of your trillions of cells and the 23 events going on inside your cell and mitochondria. And so what we've done is actually learn all the details here over the past 54 years and have a system by which we provide the body with the 23 nutrients necessary for all these 23 events going on inside the cells. And if a medical doctor were to look at a diagram of these systems, he would think that this is a Newt Rockne football play diagram. He has no earthly idea what this is. And the reasoning is, of course, the medical doctors in 14 years of medical school, Kate, only have 30 minutes of nutrition. They don't get a test on it, and so they could care less. They're still locked in this four food group level. They're sort of at the second grade level when it comes to nutrition and even genetics. They're very, very bad about this stuff. No matter how smart they are, they just don't have any connection with this. And this is where the fault comes. So it would have been much better that 10, 12 years ago that the HMOs prevailed. But medical doctors convinced everybody that they were the ones that should be giving out prescriptions rather than accountants with HMOs. But it actually would have been better for the accountants to do it because they want a cure because then the HMOs make money. Doctors like to treat people for 50 years because that's where they make their money.
Sure.
And it's a very simple disease to get rid of. It takes out of the 23 cofactors and the two trace minerals, you're looking at, I think, a total of 8 minerals and 15 of vitamins and amino acids to make all this happen. And I've seen people, even with injectable insulin requirements, Kate, their blood sugars are 240, 280. Even if they're injecting insulin, there's nothing to do to get lower. So essentially their insulin receptor sites are just dead. And we give them the nutritional approach, and within 2 days, their blood sugar drops down to 130. In 4 days, they're down to 72. They get scared. They go to their doctor, and the doctor says, well, your blood sugar is now 68. Our medicine's finally working. And they tell them, well, look, doc, I haven't taken your stuff for a week or two, and it's a nutritional program that's working for me. So that's simple.
Yeah, and they don't like to hear that, I'm sure.
Oh, that's why they don't like me very much.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, I want to mention this, Doc, too. I talked about dead doctors don't lie, and a lot of people are very familiar with that. It was circulated all over the place, really, the audio tape, certainly.
Yes.
I told people that you can even go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, and you can listen to it there. It'll direct you right there. You were actually nominated for a Nobel Prize in medicine. Tell us about that quickly.
Well, it's quite a privilege, actually. I was nominated by the Association of Eclectic Physicians, which is an international physicians group that is like 28 years older than the AMA, American Medical Association, a continuous functioning as a professional association of physicians. And this is an international association, and they actually nominated me for medicine for the work that I did in preventing birth defects with trace minerals. And for instance, cystic fibrosis, I discovered the animal model, which the experts in cystic fibrosis complained that they couldn't make any progress in the disease because there was no animal model. Well, I created one for them. And then we learned in the animal industry that muscular dystrophy, and again, this is over 50 years ago, is a simple mineral deficiency disease in the embryo or the newborn baby when they're being nursed. It's a very simple disease in the livestock industry. We got rid of muscular dystrophy some 54 years ago because anything that deals with meat and muscle is meat in the agricultural industry. If there's a problem, we're going to figure it out in 2 weeks. And so we figured out what causes and how to prevent muscular dystrophy. In humans, Jerry Lewis, I love the guy, but I think he's being duped by the medical trade. He's still trying to raise $80 to $100 million a year for MD research. Mm-hmm. We already know the answer. It's kind of like trying to do research to discover how to clean water. You know, we've known how to do that for 300 years, and so we don't need to do research on that anymore. We just need to do it. And
let me stop you there. So why do they, it goes back to the same thing you were saying, because that's controversial. You know, you say that, and people say, "Oh, you got to be kidding me! I know people who have that muscular dystrophy. It's awful." What's Doc Wallach saying? So you're saying that they won't do that because it's a money-making machine opportunity to continue.
That's
to
correct.
Keep doing
Look,
what they're doing.
Exactly. Keep doing $80 million telethons every year to raise money for research, as opposed to saying, "Okay, look, we already know how to get rid of the disease. Let's just get on with it and get rid of the disease." Think about it, Kate. The terrible disease, as you point out, it's a terrible, tragic disease. It's totally preventable, totally reversible in the earliest of stages. And just think of the devastation for the individual kids, for the families. Plus, they've been taught erroneously and fraudulently that it's a genetic disease. It's not a genetic disease. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease, totally preventable, totally reversible. And to me, it's an absolute crime. If anybody else were to withhold this kind of information, they'd be put for jail, or in jail, or maybe even executed. Certainly in China, they'd be executed for withholding this kind of information. And yet the doctors get a walk on it, and it's just really a travesty. And I just hope that there's lots of people listening. They can get a hold of you and then to us through you. I spent a lot of time tonight, just before we got on your show, with families with muscular dystrophy children and cystic fibrosis children, and we're actually getting them off their medications. They're going back to normal life, and we do this. These little kids that can't stand up in a month or two, they're playing soccer, so that's what we do.
Boy, no kidding. And I'll tell everyone this, too, because I haven't said it very much, but I've said it throughout other shows, but go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, and you can see the doc there, too, with the Dead Doctors Don't Lie that I talked about, the audio tape and whatnot, but that's a way to get through to us that way. And you are the founder of, and this is what you decided. You said, hey, it's about the minerals. I mean, you know, this is why you were nominated for Nobel Prize for the work you did there, that work,
exactly.
And you're trying to bang the drum to get people to understand that. And it is, why don't I understand why people don't get this, Doc? Why wouldn't people want to go to supplements and natural cures versus the other?
Well, because since they were a little kid, their first Christmas gift that they can remember was a little doctor kit from Grandma. And Grandma said, look, I want you to grow up and be a doctor. It's the most respected of professions. And you'll have a good life, and you'll be able to help lots of people. And I think most kids were motivated properly, and they wanted to be a doctor because they wanted to help people. But somewhere along the line, the pharmaceutical industry gets into their little brains, and suddenly now they become an ATM machine for the pharmaceutical industry, and they use the individual patient as an ATM machine for themselves. Really tragic.
No kidding. All right, coming back, we got a bunch of emails here about a couple of different things for Doc Wallach. Also, too, you don't have to just email. You can call 800-259-5791. See you in the flip side.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityC-Energy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinitySeaEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
All right, I want to remind everybody to check out AmericaTonightTeam.com, and then you can get a better sense of what we're talking about here with Youngevity, really. And Dr. Walk is the founder of Youngevity, and he's known, I think he's known for a couple of things. One, we just talked about it, of course, being a Nobel Prize nominee, which is certainly what an honor that is, and he talked about that. And Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the tape is great. You have to listen to it. As Doc Wallach has already told us, if you haven't heard this one fact, the average lifespan of a doctor, 58 years. That's unbelievable to me. It's just like, you know, it would be like if you were, and I'm stretching this a little bit, but it'd be like if you were a weight consultant and you were huge. You were trying to teach people how to lose weight, but you were giant. You were four times what your size should be, let's say, right? The BMI or whatever. And here you have doctors where they're not even making it to 60. That's crazy. And the average lifespan of an American is 75 years old. What is wrong with us? Wow. I mean, that's just insanity, folks. So go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. You'll get it. I'm getting it. I'm definitely getting it because it is about supplements. I've said for myself, too much salt. I got to get off the whole salt thing, and I'm sure a lot of you have a similar problem. I know a lot of you are struggling with diabetes. Hey, Doc, we got a bunch of questions here, a couple from the chat and a couple from email, too.
Okay, fire away.
Jack Alexander from Down Under asks, he says because he can't get through on the 800 line, he said, ask Doc Wallach what we should add to my baby's diet to give him the best start. He's just 4 months old.
Okay, well, what we need to do is give each child preferably before conception, all through their pregnancy, and all, you know, from the moment the head is born, the body hasn't even born yet, they need to get the 90 essential nutrients. We call it the Mighty 90. That would be 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. We can do this with two products. One is a liquid supplement that has 130 nutrients in it, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and the other is the omega-3 essential fatty acids. And those two together will give you the 90 essential nutrients plus some that will eventually be declared essential. And it's that simple. We've used the veterinary concept. Remember, I told you earlier in the show, Kate, that I'm different, but not because I'm smarter than anybody else, but I have a degree in agriculture. I'm a veterinarian. I've done, in all my projects, over 37,000 autopsies and 10 million chemistries. In one project for the National Institutes of Health, I did 17,500 autopsies and over 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 human beings for comparison with 10 million chemistries and that many slides with special stains looking for pollution and nutritional problems. The book that came out of that's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. And so there's no doubt about it that we need those things to live long, healthful lives. Otherwise, you get diseases. You get over 900 different diseases. You can get one or all of them if you're missing these things. I was an abysmal failure, Kate, at getting doctors interested in using this information. So I went back to school and became a physician. And since 1978, 33 years ago, I've been giving 300 free lectures a year around the world, actually, including Australia. Our buddy down under there, our mate, as they say, g'day mate, they should be looking for us because they give 300 free lectures a year all around the world.
Wow. That's why I said you're tough to get a hold of. You're never in one place at, a day or two, it seems.
Yeah.
As though.
Well, people always ask me where I live. I say Delta Airlines.
There you go. All right. We have another one, and Rob Kay wanted me to ask you this, and he's our website manager, and he's really been struggling, actually, Doc. He doesn't know if you can help with this one. He was in an accident, a car accident 3 years ago, and he got severe whiplash. He didn't really know it at the time, realized it afterwards, went to all kinds of doctors. He's gotten all kinds of pills, and he says nothing seems to cure it. He'll get shots in the neck, and then it's for the pain, it'll go away for a while. Had acupuncture, and that didn't really quite work. And he's not really sure if there's anything that you can offer that he can take, but he gets these terrible headaches.
Oh, absolutely. This is a very simple problem to deal with. We deal with this really thousands, tens of thousands of times a day around the world. degenerative disc disease, whiplash, bone-to-bone arthritis, problems with connective tissue, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, disc between the vertebrae, whether it's from whiplash, trauma, or degenerative disease because of aging and malnutrition, these things are easily repairable. It's just one of those tragic things where we've known how to prevent these things for centuries. We know how to repair them for centuries. Think about it. You remember that old fairy tale, Jack and the Beanstalk, and the giants mm-hmm. chasing Jack, yelling, fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman, be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. Well, today our bread is organically grown multigrain bread. We have a little bit of shortening of one type or another, and there's some sea salt and a little bit of sugar to make the of one type or another, honey or molasses or something to make the yeast happy. But there's no bone meal and there's no plant minerals in there in the form of wood ashes, where our grandparents had wood ashes into their, which we called potash, in the bread and also bone meal. And so today we don't have those things in our bread. Really, today's bread is just calories as opposed to, a conduit to carry these minerals to us. And so we have to consciously supplement with the minerals to make up the difference. So if you're IT guy there, your computer
Rob,
guy,
yeah.
Rob, yeah, okay. If he will follow these instructions, get on the Mighty 90 appropriate for his body weight, throw in what we call either glucogel or fucoidin, into the system, and we will rebuild his cartilage. We will rebuild his disc. He will be a new man. Usually it takes anywhere from 30 to 60 days, and pain goes away. He'll actually get to be a half inch to 1 inch taller because we'll make his disc thicker, eliminate the whiplash injury, eliminate bone-to-bone arthritis, get rid of tendonitis and all this kind of stuff, and he will, in fact, be a new man.
And this kind of goes along with the same thing. There's another guy here who's emailed Brian from Vermont, listening to us on WVMT, and he says that he's had chronic back problems, but he doesn't have a slipped disc or anything like that. He thinks it's from years of heavy lifting and whatnot, but it really kills him. And he's gone to chiropractors, and for a while it works, and then it comes back again, and he's only 38.
Sure. Well, chiropractic will give great relief. It's non-traumatic, and we don't have to worry about chiropractors killing us like medical doctors do. So that's a good thing. Acupuncture gives relief. It does, and these things do not give you the minerals that are necessary for structural repair. And everybody knows our skin goes away in, 60 to 90 days, and you have new cells coming up replacing the old dead skin. Well, the same thing is true in discs between your vertebrae, bone, cartilage, connective tissue, tendons, ligaments. Every other tissue in your body, including your heart and your lungs, everything goes away. Everything wants to go to zero, entropy. But there's always a rebuild process coming up behind it, so we don't notice the dead cells going away. Well, if you're not taking in the raw materials to support that rebuild process, that's when lupus, arthritis, failure to repair from whiplash comes in, diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, macular degeneration. Some of these things are so easy to repair. Macular degeneration, I actually had a challenge with one eye doctor who called me a liar in a big public meeting, and he gave me 26 people who were legally blind for 10, 12, 15 years, and in 60 days, they could all read the newspaper in the dark about 20/20 again. He actually, in apology, made me a CD called Seeing is Believing.
Yeah, exactly.
That leaves you speechless, doesn't it?
It does. Seeing is believing. And I'm sure, you know that. You know that you're going to take that. And obviously, if you're giving 300 lectures and going back and becoming a doctor and doing what you had to do, you believed in it. And you're seeing it. You're seeing the results. And you know that. It's that old saying.
It's predictable as gravity, Kate.
Yeah. Proof is in the pudding, they say, right?
Yep,
and
yep,
you're
exactly.
Seeing that over and over again. Doc, we're up against it, so we don't want to crash into the top here before I get a chance to tell people where to go and that kind of stuff. But we enjoyed this conversation, and I'm sure the three gentlemen who we just gave them some specifics about what they can do will appreciate that help. So thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. It was nice to chat with you.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. Keep up the great work. We love you, and all your listeners love you. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Doc. Appreciate that. Boy, 300 free lectures. I'm thinking to myself, wow, flights and connections. We should talk to him about airports. He's like an airport expert and where to stay and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, great guy. AmericaTonightTeam.com, because some of you are asking where to go. AmericaTonightTeam.com. Go there and you can check out, especially make sure if you do nothing else, like I said before, click on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie tape. Interesting, fascinating stuff. Any other questions, send them to me, certainly, americatonight.net.